This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Numerous Colorado Republicans are in D.C. today, taking part in inaugural festivities. Priscilla Ron, a former vice chair in the state party, was disappointed that the cold forced the swearing-in ceremony to be moved indoors.
I was ready to stand outside. I had my hand warmers. I said, you know what? Nothing's going to hold me back from being outside. You know, if I can snowboard for hours, I can stand outside and watch the inauguration.
Well, while she missed the swearing-in, Ron does plan to go to other events and to attend some inaugural balls tonight. Governor Jared Polis also attended Donald Trump's second inauguration in D.C. today. He's there in his role as the head of the bipartisan National Governors Association. Polis said in a statement that he looks forward to making sure the voice of the states is heard in the seat of federal government. Back here in Colorado, lawmakers face a new rule this year. They can no longer bring guns into the state capitol. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports the ban is based on an honor system.
Average Coloradans haven't been allowed to bring guns into the building for a long time. They have to go through a metal detector just to get inside. But lawmakers get to skip the security screening. Democratic Senator Chris Colker says he's trusting his colleagues to do the right thing.
Can legislators still bring them in without us knowing? Yes, but then they would be violating the law. And if you're for law and order, you won't be violating the law.
Flyers are posted to remind lawmakers of the ban. The measure was passed after three different lawmakers mishandled their firearms in public spaces, and another had guns stolen from his truck. I'm Lucas Brady Woods at the State Capitol.
This is CPR News and KRCC.